Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We live and we learn to take one step at a time.
53 after the hour now. Time for our visit from Amy Newmark, who is the editor, the author of some of the items that you see in the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, but she's the editor and publisher. These are actually hundreds now. We have hundreds of these books that are inspirational. And in a moment, we're going to talk about how to get yourself in shape. Actually, I'm thinking about a new program for myself. So it'll be interesting to bounce that off of Amy. Maybe she's getting fit herself. Not that she isn't. Actually, it's one of these interesting things. I have all these people on my radio program. I wouldn't know Amy Newmark if I fell over on the main street of New York.
You might.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know what she looks like. But we're going to talk about what she looks like and what you look like in a moment here.
Think green. Harrison with you. Could real pond algae be the next gasoline? Turns out the holy grail in the renewable energy sector has been to create a clean, green process which uses only light, water, and air to create fuel. Now the Valcent company says their technology will turn water algae into biodiesel. Glenn Kurtz, Valcent's CEO.
Algae is the fastest growing plant on the planet. If I grow an acre of corn, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of producing oil, I can grow about 18 gallons of oil per acre per year. Algae, I can go up to 20,000 gallons of oil per acre per year.
Not only is algae the fastest growing plant on Earth.
If we took one-tenth of the state of New Mexico and converted it into algae production, we could meet all of the energy demands for the entire United States.
From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Today on App Check. Play Shazam a few notes and it'll identify any song and tell you everything about it. But the free version only gives you 5 songs a month.
What?
Shazam! It's a hit!
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
56 past the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen with Amy Newmark, the author, editor-in-chief, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul. You can listen to her podcast at DougSteffen.com, at Apple, on the Apple app. I just love that, the Apple app. Apple.com, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, all of our CRN. We have all of these places you can go to listen to this. ChickenSoup.com is the website. All right, so Amy, what kind of shape are you? And that's probably not a good question to ask a lady. But are you?
No, you can ask me. I'm in decent shape. I went to Maine last weekend and climbed a mountain each day.
Yeah.
So I get my exercise. But, of course, I'd like to lose 5 pounds, wouldn't everybody?
Well, is it about losing weight? Is there other? I think a lot of people are motivated by losing weight, but that doesn't make you healthy.
Being fit isn't.
We're not talking about losing weight. We're talking about what you do with your musculature, right?
We're talking about moving your body, and our philosophy in all of our books about wellness is just move your body the way that you like. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do some exercise that someone else is recommending. Do what you want. But I wanted to talk about this guy, Douglas, who was 46 years old and got turned down for life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he wouldn't go to a gym and stick to it. So he just started taking the stairs to his office every morning. He had to go up 3 flights of stairs. And this guy has motivated me. And every time I get to my office, I look at that elevator and then I open the door and I take 3 flights of stairs to my office.
I never take an elevator. Walking, running, doing those things can be great for your legs, for your heart, for your all of your thoracic area, because it gets you to breathe heavier, and that's what you need, getting more oxygen into your body.
We look at our sometimes people say, well, I'm me, and then there's this body, but we are one integrated whole.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you move your body, when you take those stairs, you kind of reintegrate with your body.
Yep.
And I think just keeping your body moving is what keeps your brain moving.
Yep. Get the blood into your brain. It kind of sounds like an ad for my Super Beats product, but in essence, it is what it's all about. Getting the blood around to all parts of your body, and you do that when you move your body. This story is from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Shaping the New You. Again, you can find out more about Amy and the series at chickensoup.com, and you can hear the podcast of our conversations at DougStephan.com, also at chickensoup.com and tunein.com. I think this is a great way to be quickly inspired, and so I thank you for that inspiration, Amy Newmark. It's Doug Stephan at 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.